11 past nine on Racing HQ. Let's go and have a chat with Terry Henderson from OTI Racing. Morning to you, Terry.
Morning, Andrew.
Good to talk to you. How'd you get through the spring?
Quite well, yes. Slow to start, but the horses seemed to perform as we got into the Melbourne Cup Carnival and beyond. So it'll be the last good couple of weeks.
Well, Galo Chop was certainly the one for you, winning the McKinnon on the way that it won. I know, you know, people talk about the inside, but gee, he showed some strength there late.
Yes, he's a very strong gelding, and it was a beautiful ride. Terry Bailey actually commented that he'll send that ride to the apprentice school because he put the whip away at the furlong point and just pushed him out, and the horse really responded to that well.
And he has normally been that way back in Europe. He responds to sort of hands and heels?
Yes, he has. Yeah. He's a very free-flowing horse, and whilst he doesn't have to lead, he likes to be up front where he can really run a very strong last 800 metres.
What's the plan? Obviously Hong Kong?
Yes. He's actually just been checked out thoroughly this morning for Hong Kong. Overnight, Christophe Semillon confirmed that he'll take the ride on him. So he'll head up to Hong Kong on Monday week. He'll have a strong gallop probably at Geelong Saturday week. And then have 10 days or so in Hong Kong before the race. After Hong Kong, if he runs well, we'll seriously consider the World Cup, and the alternative to that is to take him back to Sydney and then look at what sort of arrangements Sydney have in mind, take him back to France and look at what sort of arrangements Sydney have in mind and possibly bring him back for the Queen Elizabeth.
Back for the Queen Elizabeth, okay. I've got to ask you, is it the Cup or the Vase in Hong Kong?
It's the Cup.
The Cup of 2000. Yep. You just fits the. Obviously, we saw that in the McKinnon, and the Cox Plate was 2,040 metres, and his form back in France, he won on that heavy track at 2,000. You just feel that's the right trip for him?
Look, we did debate it after the race, and I thought that was a safer option at this stage. He's still only a four-year-old, this fellow, and like whilst he does look now that he's fully mature, he probably would be best more competitive. I think the mile and a half race in Hong Kong is going to be very tough. I think the Cup may be the easier of the two races, irrespective of the what suits Galo. But given that it was a toss-up, we stayed with the safer journey. But we've got little reservation in stepping him up to a mile and a half next year and possibly even coming back for the Cup next year.
Tell us a little bit about the trainer. I met him briefly at Werribee, one of the mornings we broadcast from there. Quietly spoken French trainer who obviously knows his craft and knows J-Lo Chop very well.
Yes, look, he's done a remarkable job with this horse. He's a very small trainer. It'd be like taking a trainer out of Newcastle and sending him over to Longchamp, to be honest.
Yeah.
He's got about 15 horses in work, and he had more, but he had a relationship with one of the breeders down there, and he was effectively a private trainer for the breeder, the guy that actually bred Galo Chop. That breeder set up his own training operation, so he was left with a small team. He trains at a place called Mount de Marsan, which is between Bordeaux and Pau, down in the foothills of the Pyrenees.
Yeah.
What we would generally describe as a small-time trainer comes from a long line of dedicated, very diverse horsemen, from artists to starters to trainers to breeders, the Wontrigans. They're well-known in that area.
Yeah.
A passionate guy with his horses. We've been so impressed. We've actually given him another little filly to train over there. But his English is improving quickly, which makes it easier.
Is he still here?
No. He's back in France. He left a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah. Now, the morning I spoke to him, we were talking there with Leo Schlink one morning, and he could certainly understand what we were saying. And Antoine Wontigant is his name. That he's just he obviously knows his craft extremely well. That's Galo Chop. So we're counting down to Hong Kong for that one. Mandawi and Master Zephyr, who you must have been thrilled to get that win last Friday night.
Yes, well, Master Zephyr was used. He was bought off Roger Charlton in England about 4 months ago, and we sent him down to work with Galo both in preparation for coming over here, knowing that Master Zephyr would stay. Again, he's only a three-year-old. He's one of those tough English stayers, and I think he'll be more than a serviceable horse here. I think we can look forward to him in 18 months' time being at worst country cups level, and hopefully a bit beyond. So we're delighted that he got a win, and I think Darren Weir, who's now got the horse, he'll probably give him one more run before he gives him a bit of a break. But he's done a great job on a number of fronts, that horse.
Yeah, to help you.
And Mandawi.
Yeah.
His credentials as a three-year-old were number two in France behind Flintshire. He ran second in the Prix Paris behind Flintshire. He then went amiss. We acquired the horse. John Hasler and OTI acquired the horse early in 2014. And Ed Dunlop really had to give him a recuperation preparation after that. Got to the races late last year, and really he's now starting to get back to where he was.
Mm.
He stays here also. He arrived up in Ballarat early this week for Darren Weir to have a good look at him, and then we'll make some decisions on the best way forward after that.
Well, the format of the Geelong Cup, I know he suffered an injury out of that win, but if you take or out of that run at Geelong, but if you take the form through Al Moonquith, you've got a bright horse in the making.
Yes, and he had no luck in that run, but in that race at all. Not that he would have beat Al Moonquith, but he could have, been up there within a couple of lengths of him.
Yeah.
So they were very excited about his opportunities, and we'd like to see that we could possibly get him back for autumn in Sydney.
Yeah, let's hope so. All right. So Mandawi and Master Zephyr go to Darren Weir and Galo Shop off to Hong Kong. We'll report on that gallop when it happens at Geelong, but off to Hong Kong, and Christophe Soumillon to take the ride there in the Hong Kong Cup over the 2000. Hey, Terry, thanks for your time and your update on your horses this morning.
Pleasure, Andrew.
Good on you. Terry Henderson there from OTI Racing. John O'Shea's joining us. Morning to you, John.
Morning, Andrew.
By the way, this time yesterday, we snuck a little birthday wishing to Darren Beedman. How did he get through his 50th?
He's a little bit worse for wear this morning, to be fair, but he's here bright and early.
He must have had a good one. That's good. I just thought we'd get an update on Exosphere. I mean, a lot of people saw the horse run there in the Coolmore, and, they were disappointed because we didn't see him win. But maybe the track is a bit to come into that and at the end of a preparation. What are your thoughts, John?
Oh, look, it's probably a little bit harder on him on the day than, straight after the race. It's a little bit disappointing, but I think the day turned out, probably wasn't advantageous to be where he was, and you give a bit of credit to the winner. And the other thing is, it's always difficult sometimes for horses who put in a monumentally good performance, despite the fact we gave him sufficient time to get over it, to replicate that performance. And there's no doubting that his performance at Randwick, Onyx and Day was very, very good, So it's a combination of a few things, mate.
What are you thinking then going forward, given that, you got him to the Golden Rose at 1,400 this preparation just gone in the early spring? What is the plan for him?
He'll run first up in the Lightning, and then, we'll see what happens after that.
First up the Lightning down the street in Flemington.
Yeah, endeavouring to sort of give him an opportunity to run well down there, and with the chance of possibly running in the Newmarket, or if not, he'd just come home and run in the Canterbury Stakes.
So you haven't, listening to you there, you haven't given up on Exosphere handling the Flemington Straight?
I don't think there was ever an issue. James didn't think there was an issue about him down the straight. So we've always felt, if anything, he'd be sort of well-suited down the straight. So we'll get there in February and see what happens with regard to the surface and if fair service, he might go a little bit better.
Yep. That time of the year, Wait for Age, I think there's 2.5, maybe a 3-kilo difference under the Wait for Age from the three-year-olds upwards, so you'd probably get three off the top-weighted horses.
I haven't looked at it. Yeah. 3 kilos, but whatever it is, it'll be sufficient because he's a big, yep, strong brute of a fella,
Yeah, yeah, okay. All right, well, that's interesting. He obviously won't have a long time off then.
No, mate, he'll come back in next week. I mean, he went out in wonderful order, and But he's not a horse that needs a lot of time in the paddock, put it that way.
Yeah, okay. I'll ask you just briefly among the others. I went around the office here this morning and asked a couple what are the local Godolphin horses you'd like to get an update on. Hartnell Contributor were two. Now, Contributor's not going to Hong Kong?
No, Contributor's actually in front of me here at the moment with a very sore foot. So he'll resume his training when he overcomes that.
Okay, so he's out there. And what about Hartnell?
He'll just go through the standard program he went through last year, which was he'll resume in the Chipping Norton and then running the BMW, and then we'll see what happens after that.
Yeah, yeah. The Melbourne Cup is one of those races where we probably forget about it, don't we, given that there were so many that couldn't win it.
Well, Andrew, he beat Al Moonquith home, so,
yeah.
And you saw how dominating he was on Saturday, so... Oh, we weren't disappointed with his effort. It was just the way the race panned out.
Yeah. Haraki, what's the plan there?
He just come back in and stand and wait for age, probably BMW, and then come back for the Queen Elizabeth, you know?
Yeah.
He should be a nice horse in the autumn.
Yeah, because you gelded him. You didn't want to push him hard in the spring, did you?
No, we only wanted to give him a relatively light spring, and I think, he ran well again. He's running the Craven was good, and he's got too far back in the Caulfield Cup.
Yeah. Jasoni, the horse that we saw last Wednesday, are we going to see her again this prep, or is she gone?
Yeah, see her Saturday week.
Right.
Yeah, at Rose Hill.
We've been waiting, and I guess you were keen to get her to the races, given what we'd seen.
Yeah, look, we'd always thought quite highly of her, and she's still nowhere near furnished, so we'll give her a relatively light campaign this time, and then she can have a burn around the autumn. But this time next year, in the spring of next year, is when you'll really see a nice filly.
Yeah. Do you feel in the autumn she'll be a sprinting filly?
I think she'll get over a little bit of ground, to be fair. When you see, she's quite a big, strong, athletic thing. So I think she'll run 1,500.
No okay, problem. Righto. And Ambience was the other one on my list who headed towards the Oaks.
Yeah, look, she just ran in the Vinery or the Storm Queen or something like that.
Yeah.
But we won't extend her beyond 2,000. She just doesn't run a mile and a half.
Okay, righto. They don't get a long time off between the spring and the autumn, do they? You've already said this morning that quite a few have already returned back into work.
Yeah, well, Andrew, the thing is, I'm not a real fan of leaving them in the paddock too long anyway. And, 3 weeks is more than sufficient, mate. They didn't have hard springs, any of them.
Yep.
So, and we made sure that they weren't gutted when they went out. So they should, 3 weeks refresh and away we go again.
Yep. Do you need a 3 week freshen up?
Mate, to be fair, I'm a bit giddy. I'm probably have a week or something over Christmas. And
all right.
There we go again.
Right, I wind into it again. Hey, John, thanks for letting us know. Exosphere, a lot of water to go under the bridge, but the target first up is the Lightning at Flemington, looking at it on February 20. So we'll wait for that. Thanks a lot, John.
I always appreciate it, Andrew.
Good on you, mate. John O'Shea there from Godolphin. Won't that be interesting? You'd presume maybe Japanese Me, who won the Coolmore. Maybe Chris Waller follows the path of Brazen Bow, who ran second in the Lightning earlier this year. Just before we go to Mark Hunter, just a couple of little snippets. Prince Cherie has been accepted for this morning in Saturday's Ballarat Cup. The horse ate up well overnight, and there's no excuse not to go. Mark Zara will take the ride in the Ballarat Cup on Saturday. Mongolian Khan is expected to come out of the Werribee Vet Clinic by the weekend. The horse is back putting on weight. In regard to the autumn, the Murray Baker Andrew Forsman team have said the next 3 to 4 weeks will be critical. Obviously, the autumn campaign in the way the horse responds. So no guarantee on Mongolian running in the autumn. We'll just have to monitor that over the next few weeks. And the cleaner for Mick Burles, a lot of people follow the cleaner. The horse had about 9 days off after running in the Cox Plate, is now being set towards the Magic Millions 1,800-metre race, a $1 million race on January 9. It'll have two lead-up races at Launceston on December 9 and 23. So that's the update on the cleaner.